There has been, as you've heard, a lot of damage in the Clare and Barossa area. And right now we're joined by Ross Kemp, a cattle farmer from Riverton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. So how did the storm affect you last night?
Mainly fences at this stage. Yeah, if I can see there's quite a bit of fencing down. I have a lot of country right along the edge of the, through the River Gilbert flows through the middle of me, and quite a bit of fencing's gone by the look of it. We can't even see the tops of the posts in places, so, and you can't get near it because it's just too wild and running too much.
Okay, so the water is actually up to the top of the posts.
Oh, yeah, it's gone over the top. You can't see the post anymore, so either side you can, but in some places it's gone over top. I'm standing in a small little tributary, I suppose, of the Edwards flowed over, and I know where you can hear the water roaring past me now, and that's 30 or 40 feet away, and it's just really pouring over. It's unreal where it's been, and it's gone down a little bit, I think, but it's probably the worst for us. For me, is still to come from north up Saddleworth Manura Way. That's still to come down, I would think.
Okay, so do you know how much rain you got?
Yeah, we had 93 mil overnight, or yesterday, for the 24 hours, and for the week up till yesterday morning, we'd had 90 mil already, so that gives us 180 odd mil for 8 days, so it's made it pretty wet.
So a bit higher than your usual monthly average?
Very much so, very much so. Since the 1st of August, I had a quick look before I left home, and I think to the end of November we'd had 11 inches, now we've had another 8 inches on top of that, so since the 1st of August it's pretty wet.
Yeah, okay, so you spoke about those fences. How much do you think the damage will cost you?
Oh, a few thousand, I think. I don't know until I can get into it and look at it and see what is there, but it'll take a week to get there, or even it'll take even longer for it to just dry out. Just to get in there to see what you need, a tractor or something to straighten up and do a half decent job, because I've got stock in there, so I've had to sort of shift everything up into higher ground. And I've seen the photos over in New South Wales where they've had the floods, and you could not even think that would happen.
And so you think it looks as bad as that?
Oh, it does, it does. Look, I've got whole paddocks where I cut for hay 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's just underwater, and the water's just washed down, and you can't see a thing. I had a young bull standing in that, and they fortunately stood up by the gate, so I've been able to get them out this morning. But other than that, we haven't lost any stock. It's just mainly fences for me. A lot of ground here would be all croppery. I'd hate to think what would have done to that, so we don't really know.
Well, Ross Kemp, thanks so much for giving us that update this morning.
Right, thanks a lot.
That's Ross Kemp, who is a cattle farmer from Riverton.